My project is Winnipeg Harvest. I chose this project because I work at my church's food bank, so I thought it would be a really cool project to do, and I've been working at my church's food bank since I was 7, so I've had a lot of experience. So on February 18th, I went to Winnipeg Harvest. First, we met up with my tour guide, Katie, and she brought us to her office, and I had some questions to ask her. So how did Winnipeg Harvest first start up? It started up by a woman named Lee Newton, and she saw a documentary about a food bank, so she thought it would be really cool to start Winnipeg Harvest. What is Winnipeg Harvest? Basically, a food bank. We distribute out food to food banks in the city. And then my last question was, how many people work here? About 20 staff and about 1,000 volunteers. So after that, we started our tour of Winnipeg Harvest. So first she brought us to this big map of the whole city, which is right here. The red indicates all the food banks in the city, and the blue stickers represent all the places that could use food, like a soup kitchen. And there's a big yellow sticker, that's where Winnipeg Harvest is placed. So then after that, she brought us through the staff and volunteer room. That's where the staff and volunteers like hang out and have lunch and snacks. And through there, we went to the bread room. In the bread room, they sort through bread. All the like bad and moldy pieces just go into the garbage, and all the good bread, they put back into the bag and they throw into this big box. And after that, we went to the sortation room. That's where they sort foods into boxes like chips in the chip box. That's the biggest job in the whole building, so they need the most volunteers for that job. And last year, they got at least 10 million pounds of food, so that is a lot. Next, we went to the shipping room. In the shipping room, the Winnipeg Harvest trucks drop off food that they've gotten from, say, Safeway, where those boxes that say Winnipeg Harvest and you can put food into it. They have 10 trucks to drive, and this is one of them. In the shipping room, they have a big fridge and freezer, and this is the freezer. Next, we went to the pickup room. That's where food banks in the city pick up their food for their food bank. And in the back of the pickup room, there is the pre-sort area. That's where they sort food and non-food items. An example of a non-food item is shampoo and soap. And so that was my trip to Winnipeg Harvest. And so now on Monday, I went to my food bank setup. We helped bag stuff like potatoes, and our volunteers helped us put food into the food bins for the families. So when we go to Winnipeg Harvest, we get a list of the people that we will be serving. And so we know how much food to give them. There are very big jobs in our food bank, so all volunteers have to be at the church at 6 o'clock, and we start at 6:30 and we end at 7:30. At 7:30, we see if there's any walk-ins, and if there are, we'll gather up some perishable food and we'll give it to them. And the last thing we do is clean up. So now, there are the jobs and of the food bank. So first, there's the registration person. The registration, when a family first walks in, they'll see the registration person. The registration person will ask for their Manitoba health card, and they'll look on the list to see if they're there. And then if they're there, then they'll give them a little disc that says their bin number on it, so say their number 23. The bin, each family or person gets only one food bin. And so then when the registration person thinks they're ready, they'll match them up with an escort. The escort's job is to escort the person to their food bin. Next is the runner. When the registration person matches up the escort to the family or person, they give them a room card. So there's either room 1, room 2, room 3, or room 4. So say they're room 3, they'll bring the person or family to that room, and they'll pack up their food, and when they're done, they give their room card to the runner, and then the runner runs it to the registration person. We have the runner, so it's not all that crowded in the room. So then, next is the bulk helpers. They hand out coffee, laundry soap, sugar, flour, and noodles, and SOS pads. There's usually a person. When I wrote this back, we had a separate room. But now we put the bulk stuff into their bins. And yeah, next is the surplus helpers. The surplus helpers' job is to give them other food and like bread and milk. So the first person they'll see, they'll ask for their disc. And so say they're number 16. They'll look on the chart and see 16, then they check it off, and they tell you how much bread and milk you can get. So say they can get 2 loaves of bread and 1 milk. The milk is usually for families with kids and for pregnant women. Next is the go-to person. When a person has a question, they go to that person. So say they need extra bags, and they'll get them some bags. So I learned that Winnipeg Harvest, they give food to people in need, and I also learned that Winnipeg Harvest helps people in more ways than just giving food. They let people volunteer. They use up food that would otherwise get thrown out even though it's good. So that is what I learned, and that is my project. Okay, now here is a video clip of me interviewing our head of of the food bank, Lois Kowalski. And at the end, there is a picture slideshow. And I showed this when I had project fair at my school, and I showed this when I had heritage fair divisionals. Okay, so I'm sitting with Lois, who's the leader of our food bank at Maranatha Church. So I have a few questions to ask you. How does it feel to be leader of food bank?
Great.
That's good.
The people I work with, the volunteers, make the food bank. Without the volunteers, we wouldn't have a food bank. Yeah. And it's great to work with them.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about food bank?
I get a really great sense of accomplishment when I help people, and I think that the food bank provides a necessary service and that we're helping people to better themselves through the food bank.
Okay. What's the biggest challenge?
Keeping track of inventory. I think that's the biggest challenge.
How many people do you feed?
We feed 40 families right now, and that equals to approximately 120 people.
Okay. Where does the food come from?
Well, we are a Winnipeg Harvest registered food bank, which means the majority of our food does come from Winnipeg Harvest, and that's supplemented by what we can afford to purchase for every family. For example, Winnipeg Harvest cannot supply milk to every family, just to the children. So we, with the funds available, go out and purchase milk or eggs or feminine protection or pet food and litter or whatever is needed in our food bank that we can afford to purchase, we try to supplement.
Yeah, okay. How does it get to the church?
All right, we have, we go pick it up from Winnipeg Harvest, and there's one pickup every week. We have what we call a surplus pickup, which is right now on Thursdays, and that's where we get things that Winnipeg Harvest hasn't got enough to give every single food bank, so would they make it available for food banks to go and pick up extra food. On Mondays, when we have our food bank, we have, again, vans and trucks to go pick up. And that's a volunteer. We have volunteers to do that.
Okay. When did the food bank first start up?
In July of 2007.
Yeah. How does the food bank help the community?
The food bank helps the community because it gives, in my opinion, it gives the a focal point for people to come for help to begin with, okay? So if they have other problems besides food problems, they know where to come to get help, okay? It also helps the community because we have a very restricted boundary, and these people all live together or in the same vicinity, so they already know each other, so it helps to bond them a little bit better and with the church.
Okay, so, yeah, that was my interview with Lois, the leader of Food Bank at Maranatha 3 Ray Church. Yeah, I'm Grace. Bye.